Catherine Field, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Very interesting thing I was reading the other day, and I can't remember whether you and I discussed this, but of course Macron's numbers, his opinion poll numbers, are about as low as Trump's, and yet Trump gets all the headlines internationally, but Macron doesn't. But Macron is not a happy man.
No, he's not. We've discussed this before. Remember we talked about it when his opinion poll ratings were at about 40, 42%. Well, they're now at 30%. And it might sound as though I'm talking about another president in another part of the world, but he's reacted to this by slamming journalists. And today he was out and about. It was the first day back at school here in France after the summer break. And it's tradition then that the president goes to a school and shakes all the teachers' hands and pats all the kids on the head and says, "Have a happy year." However, this time he took time out from doing that to turn on a bunch of TV journalists who had asked him a couple of questions. And he said to them, and I quote here, Mike, "I'm not interested in journalists. I'm interested in the French people. That's what you need to understand." So clearly blaming it on the French people that he's now down to about 30% in the polls. Not much has changed since we last spoke. Certain things, he just hasn't got the economy moving again. It still looks as though he's not really talking to the right people who are giving him the message of how to run the country. He still has this very small clique of people. And of course, that wonderful revelation just a week ago, Mike, that he had spent 43,000 New Zealand dollars on makeup in his first 3 months in office. So, unemployment on the rise, purchasing power sort of diminishing, and the president spent that much on makeup.
Yes, indeed he do. Now, listen, I had no knowledge of this, Catherine, but you have been across the border and into the dark country.
Oh, have we never spoken? Yes, I have twice been to North Korea.
Jeez. And you got out as well, which is we're all grateful for.
I got in and I got out. It's a very weird. The first time I went in was a long time ago. It was 1994 when the great leader, Kim Il-sung, died. I went in there. And then I went in again later when it was in the middle of an enormous big famine. So, yes, I was there at a time when it had no food. It was getting going on its nuclear program. And it's a very strange place, Mike. It's a place where if you can... I know some people might think it's a great idea, but if you could imagine having a radio in your room and it's only on one radio station, you can't change the station. And if you do, they'll come along, they'll check your radio, and chances are they'll put you in a work camp. Everywhere you go, there's pictures of the great leader. You cannot think for yourself. You cannot eat. There's no mobile phones. There's no television. It's just everything concentrated on this idea that the country is still at war, that war that was the Korean War. And they still think that there's a war going on.
Jeez, amazing. Nothing personally wrong with just a single radio station, Catherine. Tone yourself down. Talk to you next week, Catherine Field in France.